yesterday's Haftarah, the Haftarah of Parshas Achrei Mois in Eretz Yisrael. Next week in Chutz Laretz, they will not be laying this Haftarah, because next week will be Machar Chodesh. Everyone will be laying Machar Chodesh. We'll be keeping in Eretz Yisrael Parshas Kedoshim, and Chutz Laretz will be Parshas Achrei Mois, but the Haftarah will be the same. But yesterday's Haftarah, there is a seemingly stira in the psukim themselves at the end of Sefer Amos. Pasuk says, Kihine anoichi mitzave, Hashem says, I am commanding, v'hani oisi v'chol ha-goyim is Beis Yisrael. And wherever the Jewish people live amongst the goyim, I will shake those Jewish people. Shake and bake. Ka'asher yinoya ba'kivara. Just like you shake a sifter, you shake a sifter very strongly to separate the good from the bad. V'lo yipol tzeroir aretz. But not a single pebble will fall to the floor. So it sounds like the Jewish people will be shooken up very much. And the Talmidei Chofetz Chaim, meaning Rabbi Shmuel Greinemann, Rabbi Elchanan, the Ponovitzer Rav, and the people that wrote biographies, Zechroinam Levracha, all write that the Chofetz Chaim very often would say that the Jewish people are being shaken up very, very strongly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once upon a time, when there was a kehila of Litvish Yidden, a kehila of Hungarian Yidden, of a kehila of Oberland, kehila of Taimani Jews, Sephardic, Iranian, Iraqi, everybody lived in their own communities. Nowadays, every community is homogenous. You have so many different types of Jews living in one place. And families are splintered. You have a father here, sons and daughters live in many different places. Used to be, not so long ago, that everybody lived together. The Chofetz Chaim says this is a kiyum of this pasuk. They all bring this pasuk. Everybody will be shaken up. Even the stuff that you want to stay in the sifter. You don't want the good wheat kernels to fall through, but they also get bounced around. Some get bounced further, some are closer, but everything gets moved from its original place, says the Chofetz Chaim. And that's the skyim in our day. Chofetz Chaim also brought the Ravid at the end of Maseches Idyos, who, in discussing the pasuk of Shabbos HaGadol, V'heshev Lev Avis Albanim, the Ravid says that one of the jobs of Eliyahu Hanavi will be literally simply on the simple pshat to bring families back together, because families will be living all over the place. People will have lost track of who their father, their brothers, their cousins, and Eliyahu Hanavi will simply bring the Abbas back to the Banim, because they're not even going to know where they are. They're going to come back and live with each other again. Families will be close to each other like once upon a time. But until then, Kadosh Baruch Hu is shaking it very strongly. But again, v'lo yipol tzeroir aretz, not a single pebble will fall to the floor. And the Malam explains this pebble is referring to the grain, to the wheat itself, because the Lashon Tzar, tzrura, is gathered together in a bundle, meaning all the good stuff which stays together won't fall down at all, as opposed to all the bad, powdery grains and stuff that isn't good will all fall through. So it sounds like everything, though, that's important will be saved. And then it says in the pasuk immediately afterwards, "Bacherev yamusu koil chatoyami." All the sinners of our nation will die by the sword. Ha'imrim who say, those sinners who say, "Lo yisagish v'sakdim ba'adenu hara'ah." No bad will befall me. Nothing bad will quicken because of me. No evil will hasten to this world because of my ma'asim. Things happen, they say. Nothing to do with man's actions. They will not take responsibility and say that things which go on in the world or that are happening in their lifetime is because, or it's happening to themselves, is because of their behavior. No, they refuse to believe that. They will die with the sword. Frek the Alshich seems to be a steer in itself, because it says first, for Layipal Tsra Aretz, which in its simple Pashami means not even the pebbles will fall down. But Befavish Astira, in Sefer Shmuel, Beis, Parak Yudalet, Pasuk Yudalet, is a very famous expression, very famous Pasuk. David HaMelech discovered that his son Avshalom had killed Avshalom's brother Amnon. and he wanted to kill Avshalom. This is before Avshalom's famous rebellion. And the Isha Chachama from Tekuah, the Isha Tekuis, came to convince David not to kill Avshalom. And amongst the wise words that she tells him, she says, V'choshav machashavois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always thinking plans. V'vilti yidach mimenu nidach. That no one should be pushed away from Klal Yisrael, even someone like Avshalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him pushed away from Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants him to stay as part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should not have anybody being left behind, being pushed behind. No one should die at Makas Chayshech. The Vilti Yidach Imenu Nidach. Director Al Shechnu, what's the correct Mahalach? Nobody dies. Nobody gets pushed away from the final Geula in the future. Or, at the end of Amos, when we speak about the Gauls, you say, yes, there are those, V'cherev Yemusa Koil Chato'e Ami. Which is the correct attitude? What's going to be happening? As they affect Al Shech. So you want to explain this, talk about this a little bit, shmooze about it a little bit, give you something to think about. You could talk to your Rebbe if you want more information. But this is what we have to say. A number of points. First of all, on this pasuk in the Haftarah, very, very beautiful words of the Rabbi Yaakov Alisa, the author of the Nesivos HaMishpat, in his Sefer Nachlas Yaakov on Parshas Noach. He is medayik that the pasuk earlier in the Haftarah, not before, says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ha'leisi me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took Yisrael, ha'leisi me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took the Jewish people out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And then it says, Uflishtiyim mikaftar, and I took the Plishtiyim out of Kaftar. V'aram, and I took the Armenians mikir out of Kir. So Hashem compares how he took the Jewish people, Yisrael, out of Mitzrayim, pushed them out of Kaftar, out of Ram, out of Kir. However, there's a difference. Mitzrayim is called Eretz Mitzrayim. And Kaftar and Kir are just called Kaftar and Kir. They're not called Eretz Kaftar and Eretz Kir. Why? So, the Baal Chavis Das, Rabbi Yaakov Alisa, he says that the Jewish people, Be'etzem, essentially, in their blood, in their makeup, in their DNA, are people that are Maminim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's deep down who they are. Search the Pintel Yid, you'll find they all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore they never completely assimilate and get lost, even when they're lost. They're lost in the country. They're lost in the foreign land. But they're never lost to the people. So the Pasuk says, Yisrael I took out of Eretz Mitzrayim, but not out of Mitzrayim. They never assimilated into the Mitzrayim themselves. Even when it was halal, evdi avaydazara, valalo evdi avaydazara. Masha Inke and the Plishtim have assimilated to Kaftar, to the Kaftarians. Aram has assimilated into the Kirians. Hashem made a nace and took them out, but they were completely assimilated. So even though by Klai Yisrael it says, Goy mikerev goy, but he's Medayik, that was just mitzad the land, not mitzad the etzem ahus of Klai Yisrael becoming bottled to the Mitzvah. That never happened. So, we're discovering the Jewish people have something in their makeup, in their mahus. They're a different bria. Like everybody knows, very famous, the Kuzri says that the philosophers divide mankind, the philosophers divide all of earth into four categories. Doimim, Sameach, Chai, and Medaber. And the Kuzri says there is a fifth level called Yisrael, which is another level, another creature. Because Klal Yisrael will have a different mahus. And there's, of course, a lot to talk about that in itself. But the Nesivos says, and therefore, Nesivos continues, that's the Pshat and Haftarah, he says, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, La Yipol Tzror Arsa, and he stells through that pasuk in Shmuel, because La Yidach Yimeinu Nidach, nobody will ever be cast away, pushed off from Klal Yisrael. Because their mahus is different. They're always going to return to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, deep down, they'll return. So again, we're back to this question, though. What is Bacherev Yamusu? What exactly is that? What's that referring to? Well, let's learn the Radak. The Radak says, here in the Haftarah. The sinners, he says, the Chaitim, there's no hope for them. They refuse to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, yeah, they're going to have to die by the sword. But those that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those that died throughout 2,000 years of Galus believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be brought back. Okay, so we just stressed the other side. But how do we work these two things out with Lo Yidach Imenu Nidach? How does that work? Let's try to go a little bit deeper. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan found this in Eitz Rechach. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan spoke to Zechasag Gevracha. Is Medayik in the Haftarah? Pasuk says at the beginning, Ki Lo Yashmid Ashmid as Beis Yaakov Ne'um Hashem. So Klai Yisrael called Beis Yaakov. Then the pasuk immediately following says, is I'll be shaking up Beis Yisrael. Why they first call Beis Yaakov, then call Beis Yisrael? So he says, the Beis Yisrael, of course, referring to Tzadikim. Beis Yaakov referring to the Amorats and the simple Jews. The simple Jews have to attach themselves to the Beis Yisrael. And that's the lesson of Tzrar. Leipel Tzrar, as long as you're connected. Tzrura, Tzrairais, as long as you're bundled up and you're still connecting, have a kasher with a good Yidden, you'll be safe. But otherwise, what's going to happen? I thought, lo yidach lemenu nidach. We have to work on this some more. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan also says, Tzrur and the Yalkut Me'am Layez brings. Tzrur is a Lashon when they're all together. If Klai Yisrael of Achdus, they'll survive. Okay, so they're staying together. It's very similar to the Talmud Chacham idea. They're all connected. Like the Arava in the Lulav, right? That whole shmooze. Like the Chelban in the Ktayres, they're all staying together. But what about the Yidim that are just, what's going on? How does this work? I still want to add to the question, because as we add to the question, I think the answer will become more and more clear. I heard from Ramesh Dava Lefkowitz, who told me that he was zeichet to hear from Mashgiach Reb Chatzkel Levinstein numerous times, and he also showed me where this is written in the Sefer Ari Cheskel. Reb Chatzkel Levinstein said that it's clear to him that just like many Yidden, millions, do the cheshbon, do the math, millions of Yidden died in Makas Chayshech, so too there will be people who will not make it into the future Geula, if what? If they do not have tzipoy, tzipoyen, thirst, or longing, or desire to the future of the Geula. People who disassociate themselves from the Geula, who aren't looking forward to a Geula, will not be zochet to Geula, just like in Mitzrayim they weren't. And Reb Chatzkel actually was scared himself that he's like that. He's not going to be Zayich. He was very worried about it. You hear this? You have to. It's from Makas Chayshach, they died. And I'm going to add something amazing. Asarai Bakal Chaim Sofer brings a famous question, the very famous question. Dasana Aviram, we know, were the ultimate Ra. They were considered Ra. They are evil. The Arachaim Pashas Kairach says that they are Shairish Ra without any Tzarchis HaKadusha. Pure evil. They're not going to get, there's nothing good about them. They're completely bottle. Well, the famous question is, how indeed did they get out of Mitzrayim? Why didn't they die in Makas Chayshach? Many terutzim. So he brings the Rosh ala Torah, says, B'pnei sheloi nisya'ashu mena gu'ula. They did not give up hope to come out of Mitzrayim, stopping Avadim. They didn't give up hope to a better day. And because of that, they were zechut to go out. You have to say that by the time Pashas Kairach rolls around, they already changed their mind, changed their attitude. Listen, we find that they said, to Moshe, why did you take us out of Eretz Zav v'Shal v'Dvash? We were in the Promised Land. So something changed later on, unfortunately. And that's when they became the evil Ra. That's what we have to say. But as long as you weren't Misyayish min HaGu'ula, you'd be safe. But otherwise, b'cherev yamusu. What about Lo Yidach Imenu Nidach? How does that stem? We could say, oh, I want to give you one more thing before we can say. I'm going to go back to the other side. Rav Isaac Sher in the Shmuzim, famous Rosh Yeshiva of Slabotka, brings Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Bamidbar. Al tachrisu es shevet mishpachay sakahasi. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure that shevet kahas won't die. How? By covering the kalim when the Kahasites travel and carry the kalim, they shouldn't be gazing at them and they'll die. So make sure to cover them properly. So Tanchuma says, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakish Yomus Echem Yisrael. Hashem doesn't want any Jewish people to die, like we say in Tefillas Yom Kippur, especially in the Ela, over and over again. Continues the Tanchuma. Re'ei, take a look. Maksiv. Val Yoimar Banani Chor Hanilvar Hashem Limar Avdel Yavilani. Right? Those that join the Jewish people, the Gerim, should never feel like Hashem isn't interested in them. Hashem wants all of them. Kavachaymer, the Jewish people that were always there, Hashem's interested in them. Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks about every Ben Yochid. Every Yid is a Ben Yochid by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And his Choshem Makshavos is a Vilti Yidach, Yimenu Nidach. So the Hezber is like this. Okay, we're going to say the Hezber right now. This is the Pshat. Avril Lapian, Israel Yawainshav, Nefesh Elio is Masber. This is really what the Al Sheikh, this is really, I hope it's been a little bit obvious already for a little while. This is what you have to say. L'chayra. Again, speak to your Rav, speak to your Rebbe. Any good Ha'aris, I'd love to hear them. Even bad Ha'aris, any Ha'aris. Says, Klai Yisrael are compared to Tavua, right? It says in Yirmiyah, at the beginning of Yirmiyah, Kardish Yisrael, Reshus Tavua, so we're considered the Reshus Tavua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're considered grain. Now, grain has the wheat kernels. Wait, grain also has the shells around them, the klipos. Grain has those long stalks, those sheaves that they grow inside, the wheat grows inside it. Wheat. Yeah? Tvua, not rain, wheat. And very easy to separate from the sheaves, right? Do a little disha, a little threshing, and throw it zaira into the wind, and all the other stuff blows away, the shells blow away, and the wheat falls down. Very easy, the process of separating us from the goyim. We can easily separate from goyim. Like we said, yidden are b'mahusam, separate from goyim. However, in the kernels itself, after you crush the kernels in the grinder, in the millstone, you have to sift it to get out what? What are you getting out? You already got rid of all the shells. There's parts of the grain itself, of the kernels itself, of the wheat itself, which you don't want. More sun. You don't want it. And that's what you're sifting out. It's the bad part, the very, very thin stuff. You don't want it. You only want the wheat. So, says Rabbi Shmuel and Weintraub, easy to get away from the goyim. But to get rid of the Erev Rav, who are part of Klal Yisrael, they're part of the Chita, but to get rid of them who are pure Ra, we have to go through a lot of Tzaris, a lot of Yisurim in Golus, the Kura Barzel. We have to go through Toichen, to go through Boirer, Menapa, you have to get it all out. Very big deal, very difficult to get them out. That's a difficult process, to find out who is pure Ra. Now, I asked Rav Moshe Dov Lefkowitz, who told me this, Rav Chaskel, Erev Yom Tov, I said to him, can we say, though, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mamlech Melech Koshek Ahaman, like Chazal say, to be Machs Ras B'Tshuva? He said, of course. It says in Yechezkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'chema Shfucha Emlech Aleichem, I'm going to force you to do Tshuva, Hashem says. And we have the Rambam, we can add the Rambam, Perek Zayin HaKadosh Tshuva. The Rambam says, Ein Yisrael Nigalim Ela B'Tshuva. Klai Yisrael will only go to Geula if they do tshuva. And the Rambam says immediately afterwards in the same halacha, and we have a haftacha that we will do tshuva. It doesn't mean every single person will make it, but every single person is going to be pushed, cajoled, encouraged to do tshuva. We are told Eliyahu HaNavi comes 3 days before. Why? Why does he come 3 days before? To encourage everyone to do tshuva. Everyone's going to be woken up. Everyone's going to see that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Everyone's going to be given a chance. And like we said, every Yid has inside himself a Pintel Yid, which is really searching. Those that unfortunately, at that time, will still insist on not coming back. It's a different story. But everybody will have a chance to be coming back. Of course, those that were always faithful will get a greater reward, there's no question. But those that were lost, that were gone, that seemed to be assimilated in Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Ashur, those will also be given the opportunity to come back. And they will, except for some individuals who are the pure Ra. But every neshama, says the Al Sheikh, every neshama will have its ticket. Layidach Reino Nidach means every neshama, maybe this neshama and this guf will choose not to. So that guf will have to get punished. Becherem Yamusu. But every neshama will be coming back. Every gid will be given the opportunity. Will any Jews be left behind? By Makas Chayshik, any Jews left behind? There were people. They'll be getting a ticket. They might have to come into someone else. Maybe not in that form. But ultimately, Klal Yisrael as a whole, and almost every individual, will be coming back. I saw the Arjaver and Shmuel, the Pasuk, L'yidach Meir Yidach, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We know the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael, we started yesterday, Perk Yavis, right? Kol Yisrael, Yishlem, Chelik, Elam Haba. Every year is Chelik, Elam Haba. And then, it says in the, later on in the Mishnah, Ve'ilu She'elam Chelik, Elam Haba. And Nebuchadnezzar lists the people that lists some famous, great Jews, famous Jews that aren't going to Elam Haba because of Averis. You know, the Gemara has Machlaikis, but the Mishnah holds that they won't be. But the Gemara later on, amazing Gemara. Gemara says, Darshei Rishumais Amru. Daf Kufdal Amun Beis, at the end of the Amun. The Gemara says, Darshei Rishumais Amru. Certain type of drasha, they dash in. And they dash in a whole pasuk. Mamish Nap Shan in the pasuk. And they go over the whole list of all the Jewish people that were in that Mishnah and say they will be going to Elam Haba. And the Sfar Magdashin say that they got a bizyonis by being in the Mishnah, so it's like a kapar for them. Sort of reminds me of the Sugyat and the Makis. If you tie someone down to the pole to give him Malkus, and he gets Bizyonis, look in the Sugya, in different ways he gets Bizyonis, then he's already parted from Malkus. So they're trying, the Chazal were trying, says the Arjur, to show even those who we said about them definitely are not getting Olam Haba, are going to be getting Olam Haba. I saw yesterday in the Mesifta Pirkei Avos, right, the six volumes of it, M'chelek Al, Mesifta Pirkei Avos, I saw some say, Kol Yisrael Yesh M'chelek Olam Haba, means everybody has a general Olam Haba. Ve'elu she'elam Olam Haba means they don't have their own Olam Haba. But everybody's something. Because every Yid has in him that pintala, which will ultimately bring him back and give him his chilek together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. If there is somebody who has somehow proven that he's like pure Erev, Dasan Vaviram, ultimately ended up losing out, or someone who insists he doesn't want to be part of that future when he's going to be handed it on a silver platter, in the future, then yes, about him it says Becherav Yemusu. But otherwise, La Yipol Tzroyer Aretz, La Yidach Yemenu Nidach, and it'll immediately be followed by Yaimahu, Okim Esukas Dovran Efeles. We should be Zoyche to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mheirav Yemenu, Amen. Everyone should have a healthy summer. Thank you.